Week 1, Shrove Tuesday. My dear Dogwart, so you have seen the excesses of Mardi Gras in New Orleans, and have got all excited, have you? How amateurish of you to start frothing at the mouth with anticipation. How little you know your own patient. I have checked the files on him, Dogwart. A lily-livered Catholic boy in his mid-twenties is not going to suddenly descend to serious decadence. Having gone to that Catholic high school, the enemy's agents have unfortunately honed his moral sense. As a result, he's likely to feel guilty just thinking about a girl in a bikini, and your hopes of getting him down and dirty, as you so crudely put it, are nothing but a ridiculous fantasy. You don't seem to realize that brats like him are actually repulsed by the more extreme forms of fun. The flamboyant decadence enjoyed in San Francisco and New Orleans is a bit rich for the little greenhorn. It's an acquired taste, dear boy. Too much too soon, and they run away. You need to lead them downward slowly but surely. Ignore Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras, Shrove Tuesday, whatever they call it. You may get him to take a few risks at a party or overindulge in some way, but the most predictable result of your bringing Fat Tuesday to his attention is that he will most certainly remember that tomorrow is Ash Wednesday, and what we don't want him to do is to attend Mass and go through that ridiculous ceremony where they smear ashes on their foreheads. Oh. Block the whole thing out of his head, Dogwart. Remind him of a television program he likes, and then get him to sit there all night and watch whatever banal trash comes on the screen. Make sure he has a big bag of snacks and a half gallon of ice cream. Once he's sated, he might sit there for hours, simply hopping from one channel to another. Get him into this state of mind and keep him there, and he'll be yours forever. Make sure he does this alone. Before long, he'll be in a downward spiral of loneliness and depression, and then you can really have some fun. In my younger days, I had several patients who might have accomplished great things for the enemy, but I succeeded in getting them to fritter away literally years of their lives, watching mindless drivel on television or on their computer screen. In the end, their brains were fried very nicely, and they not only stopped having creative thoughts, they stopped thinking altogether. Both of them grew enormously obese, missed the chance of marriage, and one of them eventually descended into depression and blew his brains out. Messy for the cleaning lady, I know, but satisfying, very satisfying indeed. I know this sort of tempting is boring at first, Dogwart, and I know that you long to lead your patient into the realms of true decadence, but persistence yields great rewards. Babylon wasn't built in a day. We must learn to accept some drudgery as part of the price of our freedom. I realize these souls are utterly boring, and when they finally make it into our menu, they are as bland as tapioca pudding. But never mind. We must all earn our bread and butter, dear boy. Your uncle, Slubgrip. I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. Thank you for listening to this first episode of Gargoyle Code. If you would like to listen to the whole book, then go over to my blog website, dwightlongenecker.com, and sign up as a donor subscriber. You can listen to the whole book as it's recorded week by week during Lent, and your subscription also allows you to listen to all of my archived podcasts. Triumphs and Tragedies, my 23-part series on church history, True Fairy Tales, Characters of the Reformation, Stories of the Unexpected, and more. You can listen as much as you want, and then you can unsubscribe whenever you wish. So please, go over to my blog website, dwightlongenecker.com, and sign up. Thanks again for listening.